Welcome to Code Ink, a world in which I've created from my brain and it helps others become successful. I'm taking you behind the scenes. Sometimes I have no idea what's going to happen. Sometimes I ask questions that I have no idea, the response to which I will receive. But either way, I know we're going to make it. I know we're going to become a billion-dollar tech company. I'm surrounded by some great people. We have great fun, and we do a lot of great things. And so it is my goal to show you my ups and my downs, my successes and my failures, the good decisions, and sometimes even the bad. But either way, we're on the same wavelength, the same mindset, and we will be successful. And with this, you shall be too. Welcome as we go behind the scenes. Okay, I was at Lee College Thursday, and I'm talking to the Wednesday and Thursday. I forget which was, but I told him, you know what I'm saying? The power of being successful is not you talking. The power of being successful is, if I got a Nobel Peace Prize, and you sit next to me, I don't tell you I got a Nobel Peace Prize. Right. Now I'm getting to him while I want him here, bam, and why he's here in the first place, right? Because here's the deal. If I got a Nobel Peace Prize, I don't need to sit next to you and tell you I got a Nobel Peace Prize. Your job is to say I got, if I'm truly successful, all I got to do is sit there with my legs crossed and be humble. Hey, don't you know who that is? Right? Hey, he just went platinum. You don't know? Man, you know. No. Hey, we need to get connected to him. We need, right? I shouldn't have to, you know what I'm saying? But here's the deal. This is business. Business, in some businesses, until you show up like you own it, you don't own it. They can't hear you. Some of this stuff in sales, some of this stuff in publicity, they can't hear you if you broke. Period. Period. And broke days are over. They're done. It's done. Wrap over. They're done. Like, this is the year of income. Ain't no more being broke. Yeah, no more being broke. You can't say, man, look at me doing well, but I'm stuck on the side of the road. That's over. That's over. You can't be rich with bad credit no more. That's over. That, you know, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's here because he got to keep telling everybody he got a Nobel Peace Prize. Unacceptable. So he called me, right? You see, I can say it, right? He called me and said, listen, man, didn't even know when you talking about nothing, so, you know what I'm saying? He just said, listen, Tony, you know what I'm saying, man, I don't know if he has to pray. So we just get together and talk. We don't really have no agenda. We just get together and talk. And so me and his backdrop, my man, him, we've always let each other do our own things, you know what I'm saying, because we do our own things. It's always good to come, you know, we just come together. When the moment says come together, we work on some of these play-off ways. It's not beefing nothing. It's just you doing your thing over there, I'm doing my thing over here. You know, I'm like Bill Gates and Apple ain't got no beef. We got, you know, Apple, Android. We do that war, but that war make them money. They get together when they need to get together. Windows makes apps on Apple platform. But we arguing amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? And so that's basically me and him, you know what I'm saying? Apple, Windows, I'm doing too much, I'll show
about,
right?
Well, who'll do it, though?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Everybody needs to be Apple, but I ain't got nothing to do with that one, you know what I'm saying? But Windows, you know, they may want to invest in me one day, so I ain't got no problem there. Or Android, right? Either way, point is, I want him. I told him, I said, listen, man, you know, we got a team. Like, I don't share statuses. When I do, it's because I feel like it.
Oh.
Well, this is true. How many times you share my statuses today? In fact, you posted screenshot your account number. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody here, y'all talking.
As a matter of fact, if I'm scrolling and I just see your name, I click share. Like, I might not even read it. I just
yeah, that's what she do. She share.
Because I know that's like.
I had to call her today and tell her, you know, you ain't got to share everything.
Yeah, like.
But you ain't bothered me. That's what I tell her.
I see your name, just share it. I keep on scrolling.
Yeah. Share. But here's the deal, though.
My people share it too.
They can't hear me when I share.
They only hear you when somebody else shares.
You feel me?
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
I know that with my status.
You see what I'm saying?
I can say something real good, but let somebody say it, then everybody wants.
But what we've created here is the culture of, as long as it's in this economy, we all share it.
Yeah, we all good.
If I see it, oh, please put them out there. Please cop this here. Right? You understand what I'm saying? To the point in which I, you know what I'm saying, like, to where I don't even run my page. You know, I do post on my page. I do respond, but I got her and her both. So I'm doing live videos, and they commenting under me. Like, I have the security and the confidence to know I just messed up with that website, but my staff going to fix that, right? So even if they wouldn't go fix it, the mere fact that I said it, they ain't going to let me be dumb. You know what I'm saying? Not do it. You feel what I'm saying? And so... So my, I guess I'm pitching to him because he don't need us, but it's money over here. you know what I'm saying? I don't want to. It's money, but I believe it's not just money over here. There's future over here, right? But this next step over here, but that ain't all that. That's not really the deal for me. That's not really why I want them here. There's economy over here. And the only reason the economy exists is because the community exists. It's because we have a community to go and get, like, hey, buy this. Okay, I've been buying from you ever since. I got this mailing list, et cetera, et cetera, yada, yada. You get what I'm saying? And so here's what we need to do. So you... Both of you. Matter of fact, everybody in this room should have a blue check by their name by the time I'm done. Whether you an artist, you feel what I'm saying? Whether you an artist or you a business person, they should go, Deanna, blue check. Why she got blue check? Because she's management. She famous. Why she famous? Because she just famous. Why she famous? Because she bought her business. This is a verified page and it's blue check. You understand? Because they can't hear you without the blue check. They check if they want to like your page without the blue check. They don't take your page seriously without the blue check. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm trying to tell you. And so it's blue check time. It's time to sit here, blue check. But how we get this blue check? We draft you into the economy. We say, listen, all right. And then now you got people 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plus whoever you already got. Maybe you know some folk like us, like me. Do some programmers and all that stuff come in, and this gets bigger, but it gets exclusive. It gets bigger, but we get better. You get what I'm saying? And so when you drop, matter of fact, you already dropped some stuff. So the only way we got to promote your new stuff, we got to promote your old stuff. And ain't nothing wrong with old money. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right? So we got, so listen.
He dropped. People ain't even go buy Reasonable Doubt until he dropped Blueprint 2. Then they went
so
back.
Right.
They went
so
back
right.
And
you're so right.
Reasonable
you're
Doubt.
So right. Cause they
then
ain't
he
even...
put Reasonable Doubt back on the market and went platinum in a couple hours.
But look, it's the 20th anniversary this year.
Oh,
and
man,
since he owns his master's own title, RD20, Reasonable Doubt 20.
Yeah.
But he can do that. Now, see, if he didn't have his master's, Dang Dash would be doing that, getting that money. That's the power of the master's.
Yeah.
That's the power of the master's.
Be getting nothing.
So
wait,
would
he already own his master's?
No.
With Dang?
No, he did not own his master's.
Buy it back
part,
from
yes, part. So he let Dang keep a lot of stuff, and that's definitely part of the split up. And his deal was, give me these masters, and I'll let you.
Like, he let Dang keep
business,
he go Memphis Bleed. Like, he let Dang.
Right.
He, y'all keep all the. Look what happened all of them. Now ain't any of them what they doing right now.
But then he bust one of my moves, or I should say, I bust one of his moves. Then he signed with Roc Nation, which is a concert touring company. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he's a concert touring rapper. You know what I'm saying? He's the only rapper that sold out. You can't even get in Madison Square Garden. That had not been heard of.
No, that's impossible.
Not if you're a rapper, not a hip hop.
Man, look, Jay-Z's
but,
so cold, I paid
$100. That was
epic. I paid $100-something for a Jay-Z ticket. Concert started at 7 o'clock. We sat from 7 to 9 o'clock. Ain't nobody complaining. Ain't nobody sat from 7 to 9 o'clock. You hear me? Jay-Z ain't touched that stage. until 9 p.m.
And when
so from 7 to 9, like, ain't no opening audience, ain't no opening acts, nothing. Like, people getting their food. He let them do everything you want to do. Go get drunk, get your food, go outside, smoke, do whatever you want to do. But when he touched that stage at 9 o'clock, when I say him and Kanye did their thing,
nah.
I'm talking about just straight showmanship, just bam, 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 bam. To the fact that we made them come back out. You know what I'm saying? Dude, to a, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but look, and that's what I'm trying to do here.
There's
a specific reason why I got Code Inc., this tech company, that's also doing music. There's a reason why. It don't fit, but it does in my head, it does in my mind, because it ain't music. It's distribution.
You feel me?
Yeah. For me, it's distribution. It's music for y'all. Because y'all gonna be the face. I don't wanna be that. You know what I'm saying? It's distribution for me. It's the art of the CDs own, the music own, the management own. But I'm going further than that. It's a t-shirt being printed. We own the t-shirt printing machines. If you got an iron on, we own the iron and the leather.
Yeah, for real.
See, everybody out here trying to check. Go ahead. And bro,
we own the sewing machine.
Embroidery, I don't care what it is.
I don't have it, but I...
But I got somebody in one of my organizations that does.
Oh, okay.
Economy. And if we ain't got it, we put a price on it. Go get it.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Go ahead.
Okay. The reason why I say that
is
because I have an email for these shirts right here.
Uh-huh.
Lifeway Christian Store.
Mm-hmm.
Interested. They have 180 stores across the country. But the only reason why I haven't hit them up, I keep in contact, but I'm not prepared to present myself to them. And I'm not going to fumble. I'm not going to fumble on this.
Right.
Because even if they did a trial run with 10, let's say 10 shirts a store, I need to know I can come up with 1,800 shirts.
Right.
Like that. And get them there.
Right.
So here's what my brain just heard.
I've been sitting there looking like I want
that shirt,
but I
yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
that's his shirt. He's white. That's pretty much his clothing line. Yeah. But here's what my brain heard. For one, forget they 1,800 stores, but we're using for now. But I'd much rather own it, say, hey, here's this that you've been emailing my man about. Can we get them in these 1,800 stores? But if you can't do that, that's fine. Let's do that to get this 1,800 stores recognition, huh? You
still have a line.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Still have a line. You know, all this recognition. Either way, all I still hear is own it now or put in some legwork, let them own it now, and I feel to own it in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But this is the time out. You go, you, it's time. I don't have time to advertise something else that's not putting into my economy. You understand what I'm saying? Now, That's not to say, because my podcast advertises everybody. Now, I don't put them. They don't put nothing into my account because we refuse to get that. I'm not saying put people on. We definitely want to put people on. But I'm talking about when it comes to cash, business. If you want people to take you serious, I need to Google you and say, boom, he has a market. Now I can do business with him. This is why a lot of rappers and stuff, people can't get signed. You great, but you don't have no market. There's no marketability behind you. You're great, but this is honest to God truth. I wrote a book, wonderful book, and I forget I remember the company now. The literary style is coming, but I won't say their names. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, man, we love you. We love your metaphor, blah, blah, blah. And then they went out, and then within 24 hours, was getting hits by the book because people liked the book. At least you had to do like a book summary. Now it was something about, but we'll call it a book summary. But it was like that, and it was T.D. Jakes publisher and Joyce Meyer's publisher. Or they might be the same one. Then it was the Asian preacher publisher. Can't remember his name right now.
Prince.
Joseph Prince. His publisher. But I can't remember. One of them got the same publisher. One of them got a publisher. One of them is different. But either way, and then one of the guys that kept saying. Some people wouldn't respond, and one of the guys hit me up, or hit Tempest up, and with a great mail, and I'm glad he sent that mail, like, so the lady forwarded it to me, I don't want to say the company name, my agent, company name, but it was like, and the guy was like, listen, great writing, love it, could do something with it, but his market is too small. And the radio stations that he is on at the time I was on Ford Tempest are too regional. So here I am with a book that he thinks could be a bestseller, but he don't want it because I wasn't big enough. That's just, that's, if you listening, that's all the learning you need. Because here's the deal. You don't have to, like in fact, these are Robert Kiyosaki words. You don't have to be a best writer to be a bestseller. You got to be the best seller, not the best writer. You can write a crappy book, but if you can sell, right? Go ahead.
Okay, you said your market wasn't big enough. But if you don't give me a shot, how is my market big?
That's the, that's the catch 22. It's like so your question was, if you don't give me a shot, how my market will be big enough? Okay. Too much of a risk, and that's fair because they put the money behind too much of a risk. But that's kind of how life works. Okay, I don't want you to be homeless. So stop being homeless, sir. Go get a job. All right. But when you go get a job, hold on, you can't apply. You don't have an ID.
Yeah.
You don't have an ID. But I need, okay, how can I go get an ID? We're going to go to the place to get an ID. All right, then. Now we're going, right? You go get an ID. All right, what's your address? I don't have an address. Well, you can't get an ID. Well, how can I get an address then? How can I get an ID? I don't have an address. We're going to address. Okay, then. Go get you an address. I don't have no money. Right? You know what I'm saying? So that whole thing is the same thing as saying, you know, how you gonna get, you know, give me, I'm gonna get big, I'm gonna give me a shot. All right, I want you to get a job. What's your work experience? I ain't got nothing. What you mean you ain't got nothing? It's my first job. How I'm supposed to get some work experience and nobody hired me? You get what I'm saying? But that's average people. Those are average things, doing average things. You're trying to be billionaires, you're trying to be millionaires. So you gotta create, you gotta go get that market. You gotta have a market. You got to go earn your market. If you don't earn it, then buy it. If you don't, you can't buy it, then create it, and that's what we do. That's what we do. You're creating market on the tech side, on the distribution side, right? Why? Because my plan, I want to publish books. That's really what I want to do, but I know I want to do it in the manner in which you drop a book, I drop a book. It's by my publishing company, printed by my printing company. And not no pieces of paper bound up like from Office Depot. I'm talking about his 16 styles of books to pick from. I want that one this time. That means I write. Then I want to buy the software to put my book in. But since I'm a computer programmer, I just design my own software. I'll design my own computer, editing software for grammar and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? If not, then I'll just pay a couple hundred dollars to get some very efficient one until I learn how to do it. Either way. You get what I'm saying? So when I write a book, so you want to write your memoirs, you ain't got to go out there and apply. Listen, it makes no sense for you to grind hard and have to walk into another man's economy or market and beg for them to sign you. That ain't why we here. But that ain't why I'm here. Now, I can't tell you what to think. But that ain't why I'm here. I'm not here to beg nobody. I'm creating it. If you don't want to give it to me, I'm taking it. You don't want to take my idea, that's your fault for not taking my idea, because now I'm finna be your competition. Because I tried to work with you. Now I'm about to build my own market disruptively, and then come after your market because you didn't want to listen to me in the first place.
But there's nothing wrong with making a product put on Walmart shelves.
No, absolutely not. That's exactly. Okay. If you own the product, you put it on Walmart. Everybody, there's enough money out here to go around for everybody. I'm not saying cut people out the money. That don't make no sense, right? I'm not saying don't use sticky notes, because we're on sticky notes. You get what I'm saying? I'm just simply saying, before I go buy the sticky notes, I'm going to own the intellectual knowledge I'm going to put on it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm saying, while I'm paying Walmart to vend my stuff, but the money that gets kicked back don't get kicked back to another company, and then you get pennies, the money that gets kicked back to this company. and you get overpaid. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Right, my job is as a leader, business owner, whatever, is to hire as few people as possible, right? Even if that gets to thousands, right? And overpay you so you can come in and work every day loving your job and put you in the right spot. You feel what I'm saying? Not to have 500,000 stores and everybody gets minimum wage. Because then you're going to get minimum wage customer service. That's why when you work here, I'm forcing you to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich. Because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm telling you, nope, none of you going to work for me, with me on any level. You're not going to do it without some sort of compensation. That's just common sense. So I'm saying, listen, keep your masters. Start your company. I'll help you. Just let me put this company behind your company, and we'll just swap that money back and forth. And when we got to go out, that's fine, but we'll go out with negotiating power because we have the market and the knowledge. And when we go out...
So you're going out with more than just the product.
When we go out, you just said the perfect word. When we go out, whoever we go out and vend to or vend with, they don't take on much risk because we already took the risk.
Right.
And the risk is on us.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, the risk is on us. I'll give you a perfect example. In a book called New Brand World, look it up for me so I can tell them who wrote that book. New Brand World. He is the author. He was the guy behind Nike's Just Do It, right? He took Nike from the third profitable country in America, shoe company in America, to number one in the world, plus, which is also America. And then he went to Starbucks and did the same thing. He took Starbucks from this regular company.
Scott Bedberry, right?
And so, and she was actually pulling up the book because we bought the book. But here's the deal. When Starbucks was coming out, they wanted Starbucks. They was like, well, listen, we're just going to put you up there. And say, no, we're not going to do that. Well, hold on, Walmart. I was like, no, we're not going to do that. And, I mean, they was like, no, we're not going to do that. You're going to put us up front because we're not, you can't put us back there on the bottom shelf because that's not the kind of coffee we have. And so you got to put us up front, right? Now, forget the Walmart story. Listen to the Continental Airlines story. This is in the book. They knew that, can you look up notes real quick? I actually wrote this part down. Strategic alliances, I believe it would be called, if you look it up on notes, right? And so they went to Continental Airlines. I guess we'll end this section of the meeting with this. They went to Continental Airlines, and Continental Airlines wanted to have coffee on their international flights to make their flights better, but they got feedback from their customers, coffee sucks, right? Mm-hmm. Period. We don't hit 30 hours. Coffee's terrible. And so they recognized the Starbucks, this is a great deal. This now will put us in new customers. This will put us with new customers on every continent on planet Earth, right? But here's the issue. The issue became in which they wanted to, I think it's Make a Legacy, Company Direction, and then, oh, no, the church ideas or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Church ideas, and it'll be under there in strategic thinking. But if you can't find it, that's fine. But I wrote down, but anyway, one of the things was they knew that they didn't want those stewardess brewing their gourmet coffee in crappy coffee pots. So they created a strategic alliance, which means, you know, this works out for us, it also works out for you, and they created an exit strategy in it. And in this exit strategy, their main thing was we need to control our brand. It's what I've been talking about this whole time, right? We need to control our brand because he understands there's something called brand environment. This is a term that he coined himself, made up in his book. That means that I can't control my brand in every environment. And you have an environment, but what I can do is control my brand environment. So no matter how terrible this environment is, when you approach my brand, it's now the environment that my brand holds. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like saying, well, it's like being on a flight right now. You know, this is Starbucks coffee. Now, everything else I may not like, but this coffee, I have a certain expectation of this coffee, and it creates an emotional response in me, whatever that response may be. You understand what I'm saying? You got it? Okay, that's fine. Right? But so here's the deal. So they say, listen, we'll do it only if we can train all your, not stewardess, is it stewardess? All your stewardess how to brew this coffee, number one. And because we're brewing it at 30,000 feet, that's going to make a difference. You know, there's different temperatures, this pure physics, right? You know what I'm saying? Like water boils differently in Denver than it does in Texas, right? But Denver ain't 30,000 feet in the air. It's 5,280 feet in the air, not 30,000, right? I know, random facts. But either way, right? And so here's the deal. So they said, listen, we will stop and train them, but then we're going to replace your coffee too. But then how you, like, so we're going to replace your coffee machines, and we're going to teach them how to clean them, maintain them, plus we're going to teach them how to do this, because they will be representing our brand when we're not there to customers we can't see, but we want these customers. You know what I'm saying? And so all I'm saying, so the moral of the story is they took the deal, and that's how Starbucks got to where it is today. Worldwide, etc. That's not the only way, but that was one of the big things which happened, written by him himself in that book. I'm just quoting that book. My point is, we have a brand, and we're building that brand, and I already see that brand for what it is then, because I'm making you respect it for what it is now. And our brand is, it's whatever our brand is, I won't go into that right now, whatever our brand is, we're going to protect it, and it's going to have its own economy. And in that economy, it's going to feed not only us, but everything that pertains to us and every employee in this place, right? But then our brand says the customer not only just comes first, it's on the website, right? But like overly, for, like this is about you and how you feel. We need for you to hit our brand up and feel a certain way about it. But all of that, we don't have an economy if we don't protect it. And we don't have customers if we don't. If we don't have customers, we don't have an economy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if I can't create a fun environment for you where we eating pizza like we're doing now and, you know, eating other fatty foods and stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? If you can't bring in your phone, you know, sell your phone without me, you know, all that stuff. If you can't do all that, then we miss it. So all I'm simply saying is that we're a team and we create the team and we keep the team environment, but we protect it and we create our own economy because Apple has its own economy. Period. It doesn't matter if you whatever you want to say. Apple goes, yes, Apple would let you buy their products from other stores now. But before then, they started off extremely proprietary.
Yeah, you can only get it at Apple.
There were no Apple stores. You had to like, you it was like one, and you had to like this. You go online.
Yeah.
And you do it this way. Right? And so, and that you feel what I'm saying? And so that's one, anywho. And so basically, you, basically, because I was about to compare it to something another major company did, but I want their money one day, so I wouldn't go say they, even though they messed up, I wouldn't go say how they messed up, though. You know what I'm saying? I want their money one day. But either way, Apple started off creating its own and taking care of its customers, and that's what we're going to do. And that's why you're here, and now you know the full story. Does that make sense?
Amen.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to do it. And that's why we're going to do it. And that's why we need him, at least I think so. And that's why I need you, because we got to go raise this money to own all that stuff on the music side so then I could put my brain and leadership together and show you, we print our own CDs now. We do our own graphics. But since we don't have the print machines yet, we're going to spend $100 for you to print. But we shrink wrap it, everything ourselves. We print everything ourselves. So you can sell the album for this, or you can sell the album for that, because we pay him 23 cents a CD. So I can overpay you because we kept the cost. Make sense? That's the future, Cody. Right? Future of everything we're doing, and that's why we do it. Make sense? I can't describe it.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great, amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.